弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, sisters and brothers.
在这个下雨又湿又冷的天气，我们可以啊依然来到主的殿中来敬拜神。
And we still come to the church to worship the Lord, even though it's rainy and cold and wet.
我想这是神给我们的一个福气。
And God just gives a special blessing to us.
谢谢大家。
I want to thank you.
啊，毅力，我们一起来。
So we have this will to continue to come on Sunday.
现在太阳出来了哈。
You can tell the sun just came up.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. 很漂亮。
Yeah. 我们今天继续来看我们的以弗所书系列啊。
We continue to see the series of Ephesians.
那我们以弗所系列呢，今天是第三讲。
And today is the third topics.
我们继续在第一章哈。
And we continue to study chapter one.
那保罗在数算了这个基督徒所有的属灵福气之后啊
，After he talked about all the spiritual blessings，
那么他就开始啊进入了一个祷告跟赞美。
And then he continued to go to the prayer and praise。
整个的过程是非常流畅，是不由自主的。
And it's just he cannot help it because it's so smooth to go through it。
神这么样的祝福我们哈
，And God has blessed us so much，
给了我们这么多好的东西
，Give us so many wonderful things。
禁不住的就要感谢赞美神。
He cannot help to praise the Lord.
所以在这段祷告当中啊
，In this prayer，
他也提醒我们很多基督徒生活所应该有的一个态度。
And he reminds us that what kind of attitude we should have, during our life.
以前呢，台湾有一个有一个企业家哈。
And there's a very famous entrepreneur.
那他白手起家创造了一个公司啊。
He started from a startup.
那他的公司呢，在发展的时候初期很小，他非常需要一个工程师，就是在工程方面有这技术的人来帮助他。
And when he started, because he didn't have a lot of people to help him, he needed someone is a very specializing engineer to help him.
那于是他就邀请了他一个朋友。
So he invited his friend.
但是他的这个公司呢非常小啊。
But his company was very small.
他就怕他的朋友不会来哈。
And he was afraid his friend wasn't going to come.
所以他了花了很多的口舌，那费了好多的劲，终于把他请来说来帮他这个公司来发展。
Finally, he was able to persuade his friend to come to help him.
结果呢，这个工程师呢，他就是去帮他的朋友，他第一天就去上班哈。
And so he's a friend, engineer, help him in the first day.
但是不巧，他这个朋友呢，正好在他上班这几天呢，突然间有事情。他要去外地。
And so unfortunately, the boss or the engineer?
The boss.
Okay, so unfortunately, the boss, the person who owned the company, have to be out of town for a few days.
所以这个工程师到了这个公司报道之后呢，就由他这个里面的一个小头目来负责接待他。
And so when the engineer arrived the first day, so there was a one lower rank employee to take care of him.
所以这个小工头接待他一看，哦。新来的啊
，And so this lower rank employee said, "Oh, you new?
Oh, 好，那你就在这个走廊边就坐这个地方就好了。
And so you are putting your office in the corner of the hallway.
所谓的就是欺生嘛，哈。
And just really take advantage of the people someone's new.
所以呢，对他的这个态度也不是很好啊。
And he did not treat him very well.
每天对他指手画脚，告他过来过去的。
He was telling him what to do.
这个工程师呢，倒也不怎么在意他，就是了。
And this engineer really didn't mind that much.
那过几天呢，这个老板回来了。
After a few days, the owner of the company came back.
因为他这是他的朋友，好不容易请来的呀。
And because this is his friend, finally he was able to ask him to join the company.
他说：“你怎么坐在这儿了
？”And so how come you're sitting over here?
他说：“这个工头让他坐这里的。
”And he said that your employee told me to have my office here.
这老板生气了。
And so the owner got really upset.
来。你过来，让那工头从那个房间你搬出来啊，让他搬进去住呢。
No. So then he asked the lower rank employee to move the engineer's office, and the engineer often moved to the employee's office.
所以呢，这个故事啊，这不是只是告诉我们哈。
And this story is not only telling us
怎么样去用我们的权利，怎么样去对待人哈。
How to manage our power, how to treat others.
他只是告诉我们说，我们每个人都有一定的权利。
And it's only telling us that we all have some kind of power.
但是不要忘记，在我们之上还有一个更大的权利。
But above us has an even greater power.
那么基督徒在这个世界上
，And Christian live on earth.
好多的时候我们感觉不到我们是有能力的人。
And we don't know we have such a power.
我们圣经告诉我们说你们很有能力哈。
And in the Bible say, yes, you have a power.
比如说马太福音十六章十九节就这样讲哈。
And in Matthew, chapter 16 says this.
那么天国的钥匙可以给你们哈。
I can give the key of heaven to you.
那么在地上你们是捆绑的，在天上要捆绑。
Whatever is the bondage on earth, it will be bondage on in heaven.
在地上释放的，天上也会释放。
Whatever is the release on earth, will release on in heaven.
那启示录第三章七节也这样讲过哈。
And Revelation chapter 3 also talk about this.
讲过说那个大卫的钥匙是给你们的，是给教会哈。
And so the key of David is given to you.
说这个门你开了。就不能关，你要是关了，别人就没可以，没人可以开的。
Once you open the door, nobody can close it, and once we close it, nobody can open.
你有，我们有没有坐那儿想过这些话？
Have you ever
这是多大的权力呀、啊、
？Have you ever thought about those words? How much power do we have?
多大的权柄啊
！And how we have authority?
这个权柄不是在我们身上，因为在我们之上有一个更大的能力跟权柄，他把这个力量给我们。
And there's someone above us giving this as a greater power.
可是平常我们基督徒生活有的时候真的感受不到有这种能力啊。
And very often we do not feel that we have such a power.
你看你去传福音给别人嘛哈。
When you try to share gospel with other people.
哎呀跟人传了半天好像人家不信哈。
And you try so hard, those people still do not believe.
还跟你讲了半天可能问了你一大堆问题你也答不上来这样。
And very often they ask a lot of questions you can't even answer.
而且呢在现在这个世代上基督徒的影响力基督教的影响力越来越少
And you can tell the Christians' influence is diminished
特别是在美国、哎、我发现来到 SLO 这个地方、啊、还是很特别这个地方基督徒很多、哎、
And I noticed that when I came to SLO and there's a lot of Christians here、
哎、教会也很多
There's a lot of churches
那么跟北加的情况是完全不一样
It's different than Northern California
那北加的基督徒大概只有 3% 了现在
And right now Northern California only 3% Christians、
yeah. 那么南加的基督徒的、教会的影响力还是非常强的因为很多大的教会、啊、
And in Southern California still the church has still a lot of a power because there's a lot of Christians
但是基督徒也没有像这个地方这个比例这么高哈，我觉得 SLO 这个地方基督徒比例蛮高的
But percentage of a Christian in SLO is much higher
所以以前你要是基督徒啊，你可能去无论是工作呀，干什么事情，可能都会有很多啊好了好的对待哈。
And so if you say you're a Christian, you probably will treat a little bit better.
但是现在呢，就不一样了。
But nowadays is different.
可能你说你是基督徒，你不一定能够得到一个公正的对待。
And if you say you're a Christian, you may not be treated fairly.
那么我们有的时候就会气馁。
And sometimes we get very discouraged.
我们的能力在哪里、啊、
Where's our power?
你看美国这个大的财团呢、啊，这个一些大的机构都很有影响力哈。
And you know there's some mega corporation has a lot of influence on earth.
大家有听说过美国有一个机构叫 ACLU?
And there's an organization called American Civil Liberty Union.
Yeah, 叫美国
联邦工
会。中文怎么翻译哈？中文叫美国民权同盟啊，好像是这样。
联盟、yeah.
啊，同盟 ，yeah。他们推动了一系列的他们的主张哈。
They have so many different kind of movements。
很多都是跟我们圣经的教导是完全是不一样的。
It's sometimes very often is opposite of what the God's teaching。
他们在美国的影响力是非常之大。
They have a great influence in the United States.
可以说是呼风唤雨的地步。
And so they can feel like they can control the nature.
所以我们从哪里能够感受到有那么大的能力呢？这个能力在哪里呢？
How can we feel that great power and where is the power?
好，我们今天就来看看这段经文，保罗告诉我们这个能力是在哪里的。
And let's look this passage where the Paul teaches where this power is.
你如果有圣经的话，请你打开以弗所书第一章。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Bible Ephesians chapter 1.
所以我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。我们来看看以弗所书第一章十五节到二十二节。
And verse 15 to verse 22.
以弗所书第一章十五节到二十二节，十五节。 因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
For this reason, ever since I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints,
就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remember you in my prayers.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀。
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And his incomparably great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Far above all the rules and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成为教会做万有之首。
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这就是保罗的祷告。
And this is the Paul's prayer.
所以保罗不由自主的，当他数算完神给了我这么多，给了我们这么多福气之后，他就不由自主地进入了这样的祷告。
And Paul cannot help himself that when he realized that he has this prayer.
所以他的祷告首先是感谢神。
The first one is giving the thanks to the Lord.
所以这段经文分成三部分，第一部分就是保罗来感谢。
And the first part is talking about Paul giving thanks.
那就是第十五节跟第十六节。
And you can tell it's in the verse 15 and 16.
保罗为哥林为这个以弗所信徒的信心和他们的爱心来感谢神。
And Paul thanks God for the Ephesians' love and the faith.
那么从十七节到十九节是保罗再来祈求。
And from 17 to 19 talk about Paul continue to plead.
所以他祈求只是说让以弗所的信徒可以明白。
And he plead that the Ephesians that they can understand.
那么明白什么呢？
What do they understand?
那么明白三个事情。
And should understand three things.
那在十八节他说是首先是神的恩召给我们。
And the first one in verse 18 talk about God's calling.
然后是他给我们的基业。
And the second one is talk about his inheritance.
那么第三个就是第十九节讲的能力。
And the third one is talk about the 19 talk about the power.
所以这个恩召呢是过去神所做的事情。
And when we talk about the calling, it happened in the past.
这个基业是我们将来要得的产业。
Inheritance talk about that is something we're going to future, we're going to inherit.
但是唯有这个能力，这个能力就是现在我们已经拥有的。
But the power is something we talk about, it's a present what we already have.
所以这段经文的最后一部分呢，是从二十节到二十三节。
So the last part is from verse 20 to 23.
完全讲的是神的能力是怎么样彰显出来。
And talk about the manifestation of God's power.
所以我们看从十五节到二十二节，总共是九节经文。
And from 15 to 22nd, talk about there's nine verses.
大家数一数，大概有几节经文在讲能力呢？
And there's how many verses talk about power?
几节？五节经文。
There's a five verses talk about power.
从十九节就开始讲。
And from verse 19.
所以我们知道这整理就是这段祷告经文的重中之重是重点了。
And so you can, this is a very heavy weight when we use the word power from verse 19 to 23.
所以首先我们来问这到底是一个什么样的能力。
And let's talk about, let's look at what is the power.
首先这是一个属灵的能力。
It's a spiritual power.
我们怎么知道是属灵的能力呢?
How do you know it's a spiritual power?
所以我们来看第十七节。
And let's look at the verse 17.
十七节说保罗祈求父神
I keep asking the God our Lord Jesus Christ
将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们
to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
使你们可以真正知道
so you may know him better
所以这个能力是透过圣灵让我们明白让我们了解让我们知道的
and so this is, goes through the spiritual to help us to understand
所以是一种属灵的能力
it's a spiritual power
说到属灵的能力并不是说这个能力跟物质是没有关系的。
And when we talk about spiritual power, it does not mean it's far apart from the material.
而是说这个属灵的能力它是通过圣灵来把这个能力带出来。
It's through Holy Spirit to bring the power to us.
所以第二个特点哈我们看到这个能力是什么这个能力是从神而来的能力。
And the second characteristic is talk about is coming from God.
所以我们来看下面一节经文的话第十九节哈
And let's look at verse 19
这个能力并知道他向我们这信的人所他是指的神呢、啊、
And here talked about he It means God
这个能力是从神而来
It's coming from the Lord
所以呢这是两个非常重要的特点哈
And those are very two important characteristics
是能力是我们眼睛看不到的
And the actually power you cannot see
很多时候我们不知道它从哪里来
And sometimes we have no idea where it's coming from
也不知道它从哪里去
And we have no idea where it's going
我们怎么样可以去使用它呢
How can we use it
这个对我们来说是一个困难是不是
And sometimes can be a difficulty for us
我们看能力常常是我们可以看得到的
And sometimes we want to see where's the power
我们知道这个原子弹有这个能力对不对
And we all know atomic bomb has the power
所以当这个能力没有爆发出来我们看不到
And before it explodes we cannot see it
当这个原子弹爆炸之后怎么样
Once it explodes
你马上可以感受到这个能力
And you can sense that power
不但可以看得见
Besides you can see it
也可以感受得到
And you can feel it
但是神给我们能力不是这么直接可以用我们的这个五官可以感受得到的。
And very often for the power coming from the Lord, we might not feel, we cannot feel it with our five senses.
但是不等于说这个能力不存在。
But that does not equip that the power does not exist.
这个能力是存在的。
The power is there.
我们下面的问题就是说。
And what's our next question?
既然存在，我怎么去用这个能力？
And if it exists, how do I use it?
哎，首先在我们想怎么去使用这个能力之前啊。我们先得多了解一下这个能力。
And before we know how to use it, we need to understand it first.
首先，你得相信这个能力存在，对吧
？And first of all, you need to believe the power exists.
而且呢，你要多了解它的特性，你才能够慢慢的去了解它、掌握它。
And so I have to understand there's a special there are some characteristics of this power, so you can use it properly.
因为这个能力不是由我们控制的。
And because we have no control over it.
所以我们没有办法去掌握操纵它
And we don't know how to use it properly
所以我们必须要多了解它认识它至少你有这个愿望说哦，我想去多认识这个能力
And first of all we need to really have a heart want to know this power
那第二个呢就是我们真的是要有这个追求的心哈
And secondly we really need to a heart to really seek
当我们没有这个追求的心去学习这个能力的时候
And without the heart want to learn about this power
没有办法你可以掌握这个能力
And you cannot really use the power
所以这个是前提条件
And this is the premises of this knowing the power
很多时候我们没有掌握这个能力是因为我们没有那么强的愿望
And a lot of times because we don't have a desire want to know this power
以前呢有一个修道士
And there was one a monk
他呢对圣经啊非常的了解
He understand the Bible very very well
所以呢远近都很闻名的
And so he was very famous from far and close
所以很多这个年轻的啊，这个修道士呢都跑得很远的路 来向他请教关于圣经方面的问题。
And many very young monks and start travel from far away want to know how what is the secret.
你知道，不像我们现在这么方便哈，你上 internet 寻找很多东西都可以找得到。
And it's not like at that time the transportation is not that convenient. Now right now the everything is very easy. You can just go online.
所以当这个年轻的修道士找到这个啊。这个年长的修道士就向他请教关于圣经的问题啊。
And this young monk and asked this older monk what's something about Bible.
所以他给他解释了很多。
So this older one explained to him.
不过有一个问题把他难倒了。
But there's one question. This older monk was a puzzle.
这个老的修道士他不知道这个问题怎么答。
The older one did not know how to answer this question.
哎，你说他怎么办啊？
So what did he do?
他 Google 一下啊。
He couldn't really Google.
他没有办法，他就站在那里祷告哈。
And he stood there and prayed.
他就跟神说：“可怜我，我真的不晓得这句话是什么意思。”
And have a pity on me. I really didn't understand what this word means.
不是因为说他觉得说他丢了面子，他答不上来的问题，他是知道说。真的他不晓得这个神的话他居然不理解不知道是什么意思。
Not because he really feel he was able to answer so he loses his face, but he couldn't answer, he wanted to know the answer.
所以他站在哪里就把两只手举起来祷告他祷告了一整夜。
He stood over there and raised his hand to pray all night long.
直到神的话临到了他
and,
他明白了。
Until God's words finally reached him, so he understood.
所以有这样的恒心
and so he have this will want to know God
所以神的能力啊不是这么容易我们可以拿到手来用的
and sometimes it's not easy to receive the power so easily
这就是为什么保罗为以弗所的信徒要为他们跪在地上为他们祷告
and that's why Paul kneel on the ground to pray for Ephesians
如果没有这样的决心他拿不到这样的能力的
without the determination you cannot receive the power
那这个能力还有一个特点就是什么呢
And there's another characteristic of this power.
它不但是属灵的能力
And not come is also spiritual power.
不但是从神来的能力
And not coming from, also coming from the Lord.
还有一个特点就是它是基督里的能力
And is that is in Christ.
所以我们来看第二十节哈
And let's look at verse 20.
那么二十节的话它二十一节接着来讲这个基督的能力说这个能力就是在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
And in the verse 20, it talks about he exerting Christ when he raised him from the dead.
所以解释得很清楚了。
And so explain very well.
这个能力是跟基督有关系的。
And this power has to do with Christ.
如果你离开了耶稣基督的话
If you're away from Christ,
这个东西你拿不到这个能力的。
You will not receive this power.
而且这个能力首先是什么呢？首先是基督的复活。
And the first we'll talk about that is the resurrection.
然后呢第二个就是在二十节讲叫他在天上坐在自己的右边、就是、
also he's sitting next in God
讲到基督坐在 上帝父神的右手边
he's sitting the right on the heavenly realm
就是指他的荣耀
and talk about his glory
然后接下来又说他会万有第二十二节万有都会伏在他的脚下
far above everything will be under his foot
而且教会谁是头来着
And who is the head?
基督是头，记住。
And Christ is the head.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
所以这连下来讲下，你说所有的能力都是跟基督有关系。
So talk about all the power have to do with Christ.
不但跟基督有关系。
Not only have to do with Christ.
而是跟教会有关系。
And also have to do with church.
不然你就不明白了，为什么保罗祷告祷告着。好像偏了不知不祷告到哪里去了先讲到能力讲到基督又讲到教会不是他不但跟基督有关系跟教会有关系
and so beside only talk about beside the Christ you think that Paul maybe got distracted no then talk about the Christ and talk about the power and then talk about church
因为他基督是教会的手第二十三节说的教会是他的身体
and here was verse 22 talk about he is the head of the church and also we are the church of his body
那么是那充满万有者所充满的。
Is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
充满万有者就是神的。
And talk about who fills everything, that's God.
所有的权力是在教会里。
And so all the powers in the church.
所以大家知道这个能力的秘诀了吧
Do you know what's the secret of the power now?
如果离开了基督 离开了教会就不会有这个能力了。
If you're away from Christ, away from church, you will not have that power.
而且接下来的第二十一节，那么保罗一口气数算了六个能力，他说这个能力有多厉害，超过着所有的一切。
And so in verse 21, talk about there are six powers. It is so great. If you're away from it, you will not have that power.
所以二十一节讲到说，超过一切执政的、掌权的。
Talk about rule and authority.
有能的、主治的。
Power and dominion.
还有一切有名的，不管是现在的还是将来的。
And talk about every title from now and also the future.
其实就说这个能力有多厉害啊。
And talk about how powerful this power, a mighty the power.
厉害到超过所有的一切的能力。
We'll be exceeding
你所有可以看得见
overall.
所有现在我们在这个世界可以看得见的、摸得着的。
And is exceedingly powerful that what we can see.
所以弟兄姐妹，大家有没有感受到这个能力啊？
Do you feel this power?
神给我们有这么大的能力啊。
And God has given so much power to us.
但是我们怎么样来认识这个能力、啊、
How do we know this power?
怎么样来使用这个能力？
How do we use this power?
很多时候我们没有意识到这个能力那么大哈。
And very, most of the time we don't sense how great the power is.
我们遇到一些对我们的阻拦的时候哈。
And when we are facing obstacles,
我们常常是用自己的血气去应对哈。
And we use our human nature to face.
我们没有学会怎么样用神的力量去应对。
We do not know how to use God's strength to face.
所以这样我们就没有办法用到那个能力。
So we cannot use that power properly.
有一对夫妻呢，是我们很久以前的朋友哈。
And so there's a couple who's a very good friend of us.
当然跟我的太太关系比较好，他们认识时间更久。
And they know my wife much better.
那么我们结婚之后，有一次碰到，第一次碰到他们，他们就要检查检查我哈，看看。这个怎么样？因为他们是很好的朋友。
And because they were very good friends of Becky, so then when they first met me, they were kind of really examine me.
然后他们说，你知道 Becky 是很老实的。
And you, Becky is very kind of honest.
你那么会说话，你会不会欺负她呀？
And but you're very good in speech. Are you going to take advantage of Becky?
我跟他说啊。我说什么事情都敢做，我就不敢欺负 Becky 的。
And so anything I can do, but I do not want to take advantage of Becky.
因为 Becky 的话，我欺负她的话，她从来不跟我吵的。
And the thing is with Becky, she never fight with me.
她可能也说不过我哈。
Because even she fight with me, she cannot argue.
但是她跑到一边去祷告。
And but then what happened with her is that she would go to the side and start praying.
这个我是最害怕的。
That's something I'm afraid the most.
每一次我跟吵完架，我都不能赢啊。
And so every time I have fight, I can never win.
所以我不敢欺负她。
I would never take advantage of her.
所以，她如果跟我吵架，她跟我吵，我就不怕了。
And if she fight with me, I'm not afraid.
我最怕她不跟我吵。
I'm afraid the most is she
does not. 倒到一边去，往那儿一坐，她就祷告。
And then once I fight with her, she will go on the side to pray.
我们知道，我们每个人都在神的权柄之下。
We are all under God's authority.
所以弟兄姐妹，当遇到一些属灵的征战的时候，我们知道我们怎么样用什么的力量去对付，不是用我们的血气啊。
And so when we're facing some spiritual battle, we know what is the strength that we can give.
所以世界上有所谓的硬实力跟软实力，现在不常常在讲吗？哈。
And so in the sometimes we talk about more like a hardcore or the hard power.
The hard power and the soft power.
Right, hard power versus soft power.
Yeah, soft power, right. 那么，实际上我们使用这个能力，就是所谓我们的软的实力。
And so this power actually is called soft power.
Right.我不知道你们当中有没有人练太极拳的。
And any one of you to know,
有人练太极拳吗？
太极。
哎，太极拳有一就招式叫什么？叫推手，是不是
？And there's one especially called pusher in Tai Chi.
他从来不是跟你面对面的来硬对硬的来击这个力量哈。
He's never really fighting with you directly.
他是以力借力哈。
And he's using the strength and to push back.
所以我们。对付对世界上所有阻挡我们的势力的时候
And we were facing all the things the oppressing us
基督徒靠的是从上面来的
And so what we use is coming from above
这个能力是在基督里的能力
And this is the power coming from the Lord
这个能力是在 教会里面才有的能力。
And this is the power that only have in church.
好，那现在我们就来看看，讲到这里，大家说到底怎么样使用这个能力
？How do we use this power？
哎，我们知道这个能力超过一切的哈。
And we all know the power is over all things.
首先，我们来看，大概有三个方面哈，
And there
我们可以来使用这个能力。
We can look at.
首先，我们使用这个能力，我们是要有信心跟爱心哈。
And so the most important is we have to have the faith. We have to have the love.
这个信心是什么
？What is the faith here？
这个信心是我们相信神。
And the faith is that we believe in God.
相信神他必会来按照他的应许来帮助我们。
And we believe in God that he will help us according to his promise.
那爱心是什么
？What is the love?
爱心是我们对人的爱心在。
And love is toward other people.
所以这样才能保证我们能够，这是我们使用这个能力的前提哈。
And so that's premise is how we can use this power.
Yeah. 有一个故事讲到哈，说有一个人呢，他有机会遇到一位仙人哈。
And so we talk about this story. Talk about this person met a 仙人 more like a small god.
Fairy or
small god or.
Yeah. 他就说要求一件宝物哈。
And he wanted ask for a special treasure.
这个宝物呢？这仙人说：“我倒有一件，我很想给你。”
And this is the small this god said, "Yeah, I have something I would like to give to you."
这个宝物呢就叫隐身衣。
And this one is called invisible cloak.
Yeah, Harry Potter 里就有这个，是不是
？Harry Potter has that invisible cloak.
对，那你穿上这个，别人就看不见你。
And once you wear it, people cannot see you.
不过这仙人问他了。我先给你一个简单的问题，你通过了，我就把这个衣服给你。
I will give you this invisible cloak if you can pass my test.
说，那你拿了这个隐形衣，你第一件要做的事情是什么呢
？What's the first thing you're going to do if you have this invisible cloak？
说这个人啊，不加思索，毫不犹豫就告诉他了。
And this person, without even thinking, told him.
我拿到隐身衣的第一件事我就去银行。
And so the first thing I'm going to do is go to the bank.
所以呢你说他能拿到这件衣服吗
?So do you think that he can really receive the invisible cloak?
所以我们要知道啊我们用的能力是干什么
?And we have to know how we use the power.
如果我们心里有很多的仇恨呢
?But if you have a lot of hatred inside,
我们有很多的要报复啊要干什么就没有办法使用这个能力的。
And so when you have a lot of, you want a revenge, you cannot use the power.
这个能力首先是有神有信心要有爱心
and you first have to have a faith and secondly you have to have a love
我们知道在中国的话很多基督徒是受到逼迫的
and you know the, a lot of Chinese Christians being persecuted
教会是不可以自由传福音的
and right now it's a ban to evangelize
其实包括三自教会一样他们只能在教会里面传福音不可以到街上或者教会外面去传福音。
And even including the three governed church, they can only evangelize inside the church, not outside the church.
那就不要讲家庭教会了。
And so you don't want to talk about even the underground churches.
我们要不要传福音
？But should we evangelize? Should we?
中国的基督徒，他们知道他们要传福音。
And Chinese Christians know they have to evangelize, share gospel.
因为这是神给我们的命令。
And this is God's great commandment.
神给我们应许。
And this is the promise.
耶稣怎么说？
And about what did Jesus say?
你如果传福音怎么样
What if you share the gospel?
我与你同在，对不对
I'll be with you.
对，所以耶稣与我们同在，所以这是神的应许，有信心传，他们是要传的。
And so this is God's God promise, so we need to continue to do it.
但是他们不会公开的到街上去发传单啊什么，这是太鲁莽了。
Because they cannot do it in the public.
你马上就会被政府抓掉。
And you'll be arrested immediately.
但是他们按在私底下。继续不断的去传福音
But they continue to share the gospel privately.
他们靠的什么
What do they depend on?
因为他们相信有神的能力
Because they believe in God's power.
这个能力远远超过政府的压制
And God's power is greater than government's power.
政府的权力是巨大的
And government has a lot of power.
而且那个权力呢是非常明显的
And it's very obvious. It's very visible.
都可以感受得到的
Everybody can sense it.
但是我们知道有一个比他更大的权力。
But there's one thing is greater than a Chinese government.
所以第二个就是说，我们要以祷告为开始。
And second one is begin with prayers.
所以不但我们有这个前提，我们还要知道说，只有祷告是开启 这个能力的钥匙。
And we know the prayer is the key to start up this power.
这种祷告啊，不是那种隔靴搔痒的祷告。
And it's just only scratching on the surface.
也不是这种非常肤浅的祷告。
It's not very superficial.
而是那种从内心发出的那种呐喊。
And it's crying from inside out.
是持续不断的祷告。
It's continuously.
很多时候我们祷告一两次觉得没有效果就算了。
So very often we just give up praying after one or twice.
那个是我们常常的来到神面前不断的跟神来求的。
And that's something we come before the God, before the Lord, always and pray a lot.
大家也许听说过有时候我们会禁食祷告嘛。
And sometimes we talk about fasting and prayer.
什么叫禁食祷告呢
?Why is it fasting?
禁食祷告不是说来要挟上帝说你看我禁食了你一定要给我。我要的东西哦、
and it's not a threat to God. So if I come to you, I'm fasting. You have to give it to me.
不是，禁食祷告是要让我们能够整个的身体啊，在我们的控制之下，我们可以更好的来关注神。
And so the fasting is the under our own control. Try to fast, and then we can really focus on the Lord.
来明白神的心意。
Understand His heart.
我认识一个牧师哈。
I know this one a pastor.
他也是从台湾来的。
He came from Taiwan.
他告诉我他怎么样去做牧师哈。
And he told me how he became a pastor.
那么他在中学里面教书。
And when he was teaching in junior high.
High school. Yeah. 那么他觉得神有要召他去出来做传道人。
And he know God has called him to become a pastor.
于是他就跟他父亲要讲。
And so he needed to talk to his dad.
你知道这是几十年前的事啊。
And that was so many years ago.
他的父亲都是那种旧时代的那种家庭啊。
And this pastor's father was a very old tradition.
那在家里又很有权柄的。
And the father has a lot of authority.
不像现在的父母好像没有那么大权威啊。
And nowadays the parents don't have a lot of authority.
Yeah, 他跟他爸爸说要去读书要去做牧师。
And so he told his dad he wants to become a pastor and he needs to study.
其实他们家里面啊，都是基督徒的。
And so his whole family actually are Christians.
越是基督徒，他爸爸才越知道这做牧师有多么不容易。
And because they are all Christians, they understand being pastor is not that easy.
这个不是个容易做的事情。
And it's just not easy to get done.
所以他爸爸说不同意。
So his father disagreed.
怎么办？
What happened?
他觉得神要他去做的事情，他爸爸不同意。
But God called him, but his dad would not allow.
所以呢，这个牧师呢，他当时还很年轻。
And at that time he was very young.
他说好，那我们就祷告。所以他就回去自己祷告，跟神祷告。
So he started praying to God.
然后他爸爸非常的生气哈。
And his dad actually was very angry.
说如果你要说神要召你。去做牧师的话，让他亲自跟我讲好了。
So if God called you to become pastor, let God talk to me.
结果呢，这个牧师也没有办法跟他爸爸争哈，他也不争的。你看。
And so this pastor decided not to argue with his dad.
他知道这个能力在哪里哈。
He know where the power.
如果神要招我的话，他说，神必定会把前面的阻碍全部拿掉。
And if God has called me, God will remove the obstacles.
所以有一天他爸爸就去这个理发店哈，你知道那旧式的理发店哈。
And one day his dad went to a barber shop.
那理发的都是很熟的人，理发完了之后，他爸爸就站起身，他刚刚站起身哈。
And so you know, though the barber usually he have known those people for so long, after he finished the haircut, he stood up.
结果他楼上的这个头顶上有一个风扇，突然间就掉下来，砰就砸在那个椅子上。
And so when he stood up, there was a fan up on the ceiling actually dropped down on the chair.
所以他爸爸吓了一下，哦，这个马上就掉在那个上面哈。
And so his dad was totally startled, was really got scared.
他很清楚了。
He dad knew one thing.
所以神真的说话的哦。
And God actually did speak.
不同的方式来告诉我们怎么
样。And use a different way to speak to us.
所以他父亲回去之后就把他叫过来说好啊你要去就去吧。
And so his dad actually came back and talked to him and said, if you want to become pastor, go ahead, go do it.
很多的时候呢我们是用自己的血气我们等不到神去说话我们觉得自己有能力解决问题。
And very often we use our own way to deal with things and we cannot wait for God's power.
那第三个是什么
And what's the next one?
第三个是同心合一的祷告。
Is a prayer with one accord.
就是教会弟兄姐妹在一起。
And sister and brothers together.
这就是为什么弟兄姐妹大家在一起就会有 不一样的效果。
And so there's a different effect when sister and brother praying together.
如果你问我说，陈牧师到底为什么是这样？为什么大家在一起祷告就能力不一样
？And if you ask me why we pray when we pray together have different result，
那我可以跟你讲，我不知道哎。
I cannot tell you because I don't have an answer.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
但是神应许了。
But God has promised.
神怎么样应许？在马太福音第十八章就这样讲哈。
And in the Matthew chapter 18.
你们两三个人聚在一起的时候，奉我的名祷告怎么样？神就会应允你们。
And in the, if you have a two or three come together in my name, that I am with you.
所以很多的事情告诉教会，要教会大家弟兄们一起为这个事情来祷告。
And very often you need to tell the church so the whole church can pray together.
所以呢，那个爆发出来的能力啊，是非常强的。
This power explosion is very, very mighty.
所以我们不要惧怕一些邪恶的势力，一些阻挡我们。来过一个基督徒生活的势力哈。
And so we do not need to be afraid of evil power.
这些看起来有的是很可怕。
And sometimes they look very scary.
但是真的我们神给我们一个更大的能力。
But has God given us the greater power?
所以当我们知道这个秘密的时候啊，
If we know the secret,
很多事情就好办了。
And so it's easy.
中国古典故事里有一个人物叫程咬金的，大家听过吧？
There are historical characters called 程咬金。
程咬金是唐朝的一个大将嘛。
He was a very general in Tang Dynasty.
那他是程咬金呢，他是很厉害，但是他据传说了，是他这个技术，他这个武艺啊，只有三斧子半哈。
And so he has a very great military power, but in according to the legend, he only have a three axe kung fu.
对，据说他是从一个什么神人那里学来的。
And he learned the skill from half man, half god.
学完了就忘了，只会这三招半哈。
And he afterwards he forgot. He only know those three acts.
所以他跟谁打的话，这三招半过了，把人家给吓得不得了，因为这个多半的人过不了他这三招半啊。
So when he fight with every single person, no one can win him over, just according to his those three acts kung fu.
过了这三招半之后，再打的时候呢
？If someone can pass that three moves,
你发现还是这三招半。
He still have the same.
哎呀，这人家就知道了，说哎，就这两招，那么好就好对付他了。
And so people will know that's the only three move he knows.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个魔鬼啊，也就是那三招半。
And so if you think about the devil, devil
他对付我们的，对付我们那老套的，就是那三招半。
And he just only deal with us also whatever he knows.
看起来很厉害。
And looks like it's very.
但是你要知道识破了他的话，你很容易对付了。
And so he appears to be very powerful, but once you know that kind of what kind of trick he has, then you can overcome.
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们说
，And so the Bible says，
你们务必要抵挡魔鬼。
We have to resist the devil。
魔鬼怎么样，就必离开你们。
And he will flee from you。
逃跑了。
Isn't that wonderful？
他那三招半用完，他一看不灵
，So if he knows it doesn't work for you。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要学习怎么样来使用这样的能力。
So we need to learn how to use this power。
所以保罗在这一段祷告中，在这段祷告中，他是。祷告说以弗所的信徒啊，他离他们很远，他说希望你们能够知道这个能力，可以使用这个能力。
And even though he's very he lived very far away from the Ephesian church, he's teaching them how to use this power.
所以这个能力是属灵的能力。
And this power is a spiritual power.
这个能力是从神来的能力。
It's coming from the Lord.
这个能力是在基督里面才有的能力。
And it's only in Christ.
而且这个能力呢，是在教会里面才能够产生的能力。
And this power is only coming when is in the church.
这本身是看不见的。
And something is invisible.
但是它超过一切我们现在所以感受到、所以看得见的能力。
But he's greater than anything that any power we know of.
所以我们今天就应该学习怎么样我们来学习使用这个能力。
So we all need to learn how to use this power.
所以我给大家了三个建议，说第一个就是说我们要首先要有信心和爱心。
So there are three things that first we need to have a faith and the love.
所以我们使用这个能力，信心是对神而来的。
And faith is coming from the Lord.
那么爱心是对人而讲的。
And the love is to other people.
然后我们要学习怎么样操练我们的祷告。
And we need to continue to discipline ourselves in prayers.
能够启动那个在天上的能力。
Can start up this power.
而且不但是我们每一个人。
Not only for every one of us.
我们教会一起的话。
And as a church together.
我们能够经历这种从神而来的能力。
And we can experience the power coming from the Lord.
我们也有经历的。
And so we can have this experience.
我想你们弟兄姐妹大家去年同心合一的祷告。
And last year, when you all prayed together.
那么为教会聘牧的事情祷告
and pray for how to have a pastor here
你们都经历到神的工作
you experience God's work
那么今年我们也看到说我们一起祷告的时候
and you can experience when we see that when we pray together
神怎么样去回应我们的祷告
and how God responds to our prayers
我们希望我们在这种不断的操练中我们的信心就会越来越强
and so through the discipline our faith will become stronger and stronger
在纽约呢有一个教会哈是非常有名的
and in New York there's a very famous church
这个牧师呢他的教会叫会牧教会在布鲁克林、啊、
and so his church is in Brooklyn
这个牧师叫辛巴拉
and his name is Simbala
那他的教会呢就是以祷告开始、啊、
and his church starts with prayers
非常有能力的一个教会
and has a very great power in that church
那么有一次呢这个牧师呢他心里边特别的难过有一天、啊、
And one time he was very very sad
因为他的女儿啊读大学之后就离开家然后就不信主了
And his daughter actually went to college and decided not to believe in God
本来是挺好的一个孩子、啊、
And she was a very good daughter before
那这个让父母非常的担心、啊、
So then the parents were very worried
那我们也知道孩子离开家远了你做父母的又不在你没有你真是做不了什么事情、啊。
And sometimes the parents cannot do anything when the children go far away.
所以呢，他就非常的伤心。他来到那天晚上的祷告会，他就跟弟兄姐妹分享说：“他说我是做牧师的，我女儿居然不信主了。”
And so he shared with his church that I'm a pastor, but my daughter decided not to believe in God.
他说他就恳求教会说：“你们来，大家一起来为我的女儿祷告。”
So he asked the church to pray for his daughter.
所以那天晚上教会所有的人大家聚在一起为这个牧师祷告。
And so the church all got together to pray for the pastor and his daughter.
所以弟兄姐妹你知道做牧师的责任主要是为你们祷告啊。
And so you know how the pastor, our job very often is to pray for you.
教会付了那么大的能力来请牧师为什么是有个人在每天为你们祷告。
And sometimes we hire a pastor because the pastor can pray for his congregation.
但是你知道牧师也需要你们什么？你们也为牧师祷告啊。
And but very often the pastor also needs your prayers as well.
才有能有能力哈。
And so we can have the power.
所以当大家为这个牧师祷告，就让为他的女儿来祷告，恳求主啊，你能够让他得救。
So the whole congregation got together to pray to the Lord to hope that his daughter would be saved.
结果几天之后啊，他女儿就打电话给他的
And few days later, his daughter called back.
告诉他说，他完全改变，他现在他要重新回到教会。
And then she told them that she had totally changed. She wanted to go back to church.
他父母就非常的吃惊了。
But the parents was very shocked.
怎么会有这么大的改变哈、啊？突然间
What happened to her? Why there's a huge change?
他就说，就是在他们那天晚上祷告的当天晚上哈、啊。
And it was the night that all the church were praying together.
他女儿睡觉的时候就突然间从梦中惊醒。
And the daughter was all of a sudden woke up from her dream.
他仿佛就让他看到那个地狱的光景一样。
And that night that she had seen the hell.
他知道说你如果再这样生活下去哈，过一种远离神、远离教会、一种败坏跟堕落的生活。
And if you continue to live the life you are in,
这是一个什么样的结果
？And what will be the result?
所以当时他的女儿就非常的害怕，她马上，她就跪在地上跟神悔改、祷告、认罪。
And his daughter became very afraid. Then she kneeled on the floor and confessed.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神是又真又活的神。
And our God is the living God.
他垂听我们的祷告。
She listened to our prayers.
就像这句圣经经文所提醒我们的。
And just like this verse says,
因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大
Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world
让我们一起低头祷告
And let's pray together
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
And dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
因为你是赐恩典的神。
Because you give us our all kind of grace and blessing.
你已经将圣灵赐给了我们。
You already given the Holy Spirit to us.
可以让我们明白你的话语。
So we can understand your words.
你也让那能力赐给我们。
And you already giving us the power.
使我们可以胜过上世界的一切。
So we can overcome everything in the world.
就求主你赐给我们信心。
And please give us the faith.
也赐给我们爱心。
And give us the love.
赐给教会属灵的能力
and give us the power to our church.
让我们在 Slo 这个地方能够为主做美好的见证
so we can have a great testimony in Slo.
愿主你的荣耀充满这个教会
and your glory fill this church.
愿主你的荣耀充满我们在座的每一个人
and your glory to fill every one of us.
愿主你的荣耀充满我们每一个的家庭
and your glory to fill in every family.
我们谢谢你的祝福跟恩典。
Thank you for your blessing and grace.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.